Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome back.
I am
Marta Kyle.
And I'm Tara Wolfington.
And we're so excited that you tuned in today. Thank you. We are just returning. We were away last week.
So much fun.
It was great. We had a fabulous trip. We did a little pilgrimage to Medjugorje, and it was a beautiful, beautiful time.
It was amazing, as always.
Yeah, this is the anniversary week for Medjugorje. So June 24th was the first apparition, but June 25th was the first time the visionaries heard Our Lady speak, and she told them that she was the Queen of Peace.
Right.
So it was a very exciting time to be part of that, right?
It was.
And we were able to bring I was able to bring my two girls, and Tara was able to bring her granddaughter. So it ended up being like a fun little girls' trip.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And it was a great introduction for them, don't you think?
I do. And the youth really respond.
Yes.
You're never sure. You take them on a trip and you say, how are they going to feel about this? But they really love it.
Yeah.
And respond to it.
They do. And they accept it and they jump in.
And mm-hmm. We did a lot of prayer. And
so much prayer.
A mm-hmm. lot of climbing of the mountain.
So much climbing. My poor legs are really tired.
Because they were young.
They were really young. And they were moving up that mountain at mock speed. I'm like, okay, I'll just catch up with you guys later. I'll just meet you at the top.
Right. Hold up a minute.
Yeah, I kept joking, calling myself old lady mom. I'm like, yeah, old lady mom will be there in a minute. You can just go right ahead without me. But it was very fruitful. And they had some fun in the sun. We visited some Croatian islands before we had to fly into Split, so we figured we would explore the Croatia side of it while we were there.
Well, it all started. We were going to go to the island of Bajia.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Father Jozo, mm-hmm. who was the Medjugorje priest.
Yes.
Right? And was I don't want to say that.
He was in the early days.
Yeah.
In the very early days.
During communism. Mm-hmm. And he kind of got ousted and he went to this private island owned by the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there.
Yeah. So that was very special. We didn't actually meet him. He was not there. We thought he was going to be there, but he was not there. So,
but we did go to that island. Korkula,
yeah, we did.
Because mm-hmm. it was right next door. Mm-hmm. So we just had fun at Korkula. We did go to Mass there one day.
Yeah, we did. That was nice. It was very special.
It was beautiful. It ended up being a youth retreat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. On the island of Bajia, there was a youth retreat. So that was great for the girls.
Right.
Because they got to experience.
Right. And the reverence of the kids, you mm-hmm. know, Croatia's. Very,
yes.
Very Catholic country.
Yeah, it's beautiful to witness. That was a beautiful witness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been an exciting week. It's action-packed, that's for sure. There was not a lack.
We were going.
Yes, and we had some exciting. Whenever we leave for Medjugorje, we always have something very exciting happen on the way to the airport. So the last year, we were in Medjugorje last year in the fall. Was it the fall, last fall?
September, October.
Yeah, and we had an exciting event before we left for the airport.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And then on the way to Newark Airport, that's where we flew out of, our flight got canceled and we were en route to the airport, all packed up and ready to go.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but last year our flight got canceled on the way home, remember? Yeah.
But we were late. Our flight was delayed last year.
Right.
Luckily.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. Kathleen was in the nail salon.
Because Kathleen was in the nail
salon. She thought we were leaving the next day.
Yeah, so that was the first trip's exciting departure story. And then on this trip, the departure story was that the flight got canceled. And because the World Cup is in Newark, in that area, it's all over, but it was in the Newark area, there was a game that day. So it was recommended that you double your time. So if we're about, 90 minutes away from that airport.
Yeah.
They said you better give yourself 3 hours to get there just in case with the with the they didn't know what to expect with traffic.
Right.
So because we were that early, God always works everything out. And the flight got canceled. We did not have traffic. We were able to, they were able to rebook us, which is, was kind of miraculous. It was 5 seats at the last minute on another flight.
On a better flight.
On a better flight.
Mm-hmm. Which got us in 3 or 4 hours earlier.
Yeah. So instead of flying out at like 8:30 at night, we flew out on a 5 o'clock flight. So that's kind of amazing.
That was great.
Yeah. It was really great.
That was our first miracle. We had many blessings of the Lord. I don't know if it was a miracle, but many little blessings of the Lord along the way in our scheduling.
Yeah. And it rerouted us. Instead of going through Warsaw, we went through London. So it was pretty tricky because now, as you know, and in case you don't know, if you're going to London, you now need...
an ETA.
An ETA, a visa. So we were all in the car taking pictures of each other and scanning our faces and trying to get on this special website to get these visas.
Sherpa. Go to the Sherpa, S-H-E-R-P-A.
Yeah.
Everyone, even if your flight is connecting through London.
Yes.
Like, you don't even plan to leave the airport.
Right.
Just to get a boarding pass.
Go
through London, you have to apply. But it lasts for 3 years or something.
Yeah. So it was a hoot in the car. It was kind of a scramble. I'm trying to like position myself in the back seat. I'm like, okay, someone take my picture. And then I had to take their picture, and then the backgrounds weren't coming up right.
And then they say it can take up to
12 hours or something. And we didn't have 12 hours. So we were praying that they would go through quickly.
Yeah.
But they did. They moved through rather quickly.
Well, mine didn't. I started the day before.
Yeah. And my phone wasn't working. So anyway, there was all kinds of silliness going in. I was thinking, oh, I don't know if we're going to make this trip at all. But Our Lady invited us, and we made it safely.
We did.
And fine through London and made it on to Split. But it's never without an adventure for us when we travel there.
A lot of people say that going to Medjugorje. Someone tries to get in your way.
Yes, exactly.
No one was getting in our way.
Yeah, Tara's very good on the fly with the airlines and the rebooking of flights and whatnot. She knows what she's doing. So thanks.
Yeah, I don't think it was me. I think it was our other friend, but that's good. I'll take the credit.
Yeah. So it was beautiful. It was very hot. Very hot. Gosh, I'm choking.
Well, you know there's a heat wave in Europe, and it's still going on. So I just came in and said, don't be jealous of the tan. Mm-hmm. It came at an expense. Mm-hmm. 93 degree days.
It was
you
so
just
hot.
Couldn't get away from the
you
sun.
You cannot get away from it.
So and you couldn't help but come home.
Yes.
Golden.
And Europeans are not known for like super powerful air conditioning, you know?
No.
Maybe not air conditioning at all. So we begged.
You take it down 10 degrees and that's. So if it's 93 and it gets to 83, that's air conditioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were begging, is there any way you can cool the rooms down? And everyone was so hot. But anyway, because you're climbing mountains and you're walking through the town and you're trying, I mean, it was really.
But then we came home and air conditioning's too much.
Yeah.
Because then you get used to no air conditioning.
Yeah.
And the reasoning. You come home and you say, why is this house so cold?
Exactly. And the reasoning the hotel kept giving us was Our Lady expects you to be a little uncomfortable. You're not supposed to be in comfort here. You're on a pilgrimage.
They said, you did it. Good job.
Exactly. So stay uncomfortable. And we said, all right, I guess we will. Get the fan. Buy me a fan.
And they have fans everywhere.
And they have fans everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah. You have to make light of everything.
Exactly. So drink a lot of water, cold washcloth on your forehead. I don't know. You make do.
Put your feet in a stream.
Yes, and get yelled at by the locals. It was good.
We had fun.
Yeah, so.
No, but the great thing was it's the anniversary.
Yeah.
So we were traveling the first day. Our Lady said she would like to have a 9-day novena said for the anniversary. Mm-hmm. So it was going to be every night up at the top of Apparition Hill.
Yes, and that was special.
So we watched it the night we traveled, and then the next night we were able to participate. So it was an apparition every night.
Every night at the top of the mountain with Maria.
Yeah.
And which we really didn't know going in. So that was a big surprise when we arrived.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
So we were there 4 days.
Yeah.
And then one day we were invited to Yvonne's house for an apparition. So our girls got 5 apparitions in 4 days.
That was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. This far into Medjugorje, you don't get
right. That it was really unbelievable. So it was very special.
Mm-hmm. But I think it was because the youth was there, and
yeah,
it was another one of those little miracles I'm talking about. A little happy that the Lord
yeah,
put some
just
real
little
spice
God
on
winks
our trip.
And little yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was
great.
Lovely.
Yeah. It was great.
Yes. So in lieu of the news, right, we had some we're experiencing some earthquakes all around the world.
Yeah.
So
in the last couple of days.
In the last couple of
days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Venezuela, right? Was one. They had a 7.2 and a 7.5.
Yeah, they had two back to back.
Yeah. And then there was one near Amsterdam. There was one.
Well, Russia had the biggest one.
Russia. 8. Yeah, 8.8. Japan, Chile, Venezuela had a big one, right?
They had the two.
Mm-hmm.
And then
oh, that's what
Hawaii.
I said first, yeah.
Well, Hawaii, they had a small one, but they were. But did you see on the news they were evacuating the people to higher ground because they
yeah.
thought there was going to be a tsunami from mm-hmm. the one off the coast of Russia?
Yeah. So we are going to pray for. We're going to include the victims of these earthquakes in our prayers today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to thank Our Lady for her visitation to Earth during this anniversary, the 45th year anniversary.
Right, and so, pray for all the people we met in Medjugorje who really need prayer.
Yes, yep.
And mm-hmm. Kathleen's family.
And
really
for Kathleen's family.
Yep. And all of our listeners and
mm-hmm.
all their needs.
Yeah, so there's a lot of need for prayer. And Our Lady is with us. I think Medjugorje is a great confirmation that she is our mother. And as Kathleen always teaches us, she's more mother than queen, right?
Yes.
And she's always with us, and she reminds us throughout these messages, throughout these 45 years, that she is our mother. She loves us. We're her children. She will not leave us abandoned. She won't forget us. Yeah, and that's
card.
A beautiful card. Go
you
ahead and read that.
Mm-hmm. If you knew how much I loved you, how much I love you,
mm-hmm.
you would cry
for joy.
For joy.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing to contemplate, right?
If I could say it. If you knew how much I love you, you'd cry
for joy.
For joy.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful Medjugorje card.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And anything she obviously speaks is the
And when we talk about her messages,
truth of God.
She just repeats it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll open with a little prayer this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, on this anniversary of Our Lady's coming to Medjugorje, we lift up to you all those who are suffering from the earthquakes that have struck our world this week. For the people of Venezuela struck today by twin earthquakes on this anniversary day, Lord, have mercy for the dead. Grant eternal rest for them. For the injured, bring healing. For the displaced and frightened, bring comfort and shelter. And may the intercession of Our Lady, the Queen of Peace, who stands before your throne, bring your swift mercy to all those in need. And may these tremors of the earth remind us, Lord, that only in you is there firm and unshakable ground. Amen.
Amen.
And that ties into today's gospel. We'll touch on today's gospel a little bit. He talks about building our house on a firm foundation. And when the winds come and the storms blow and the you know, life starts coming against you.
Mm-hmm.
Your best foundation is obviously Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah.
God the Father. He's the way, the truth, and the life.
He's unshakable.
He's unshakable. And that's how you survive the storms. Keep your eyes on Jesus, right?
Jesus, I trust in you.
Mm-hmm. 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 And even Kathleen is attending to her son right now. We include her in our prayers and our intentions all throughout our little pilgrimage. And all throughout Poland.
Mm-hmm.
But one time before, when she had a tragedy with one of her children, she always tells the story that Our Lady said to her, Kathleen, you keep your eyes on my son, and I'll keep my eyes on your son.
Yeah.
That was such a powerful story.
So powerful.
It never left me. And the message is clear. Keep your eyes on Jesus, no matter what's going on, no matter how bad the storm is. Stay steady, stay focused, and he'll see you through it, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes he brings you through the fire, not around it. That's not really a fun experience.
Exactly.
It's challenging. But like Tara said, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And may God's will be done, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's with us.
He is with us. So back to It is the anniversary week, and Our Lady did ask us to pray a novena, so we were going to go through a little bit of what that novena covered.
Do you want to do the novena first or today's message?
Let's read today's message. That's exciting. It's today's message. It's for the world, and it's on the 45th anniversary. Okay. So, it's exciting.
Our Lady's message through Medjugorje Visionary Marija, June 25th, 2026. Dear children, rejoice with me because the Most High permits me to be with you, to lead you to Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Rejoice, little children, and be joyful also in difficulties, and you will have the strength, because you will be aware that you are transient, and you will know to offer everything to God. That is why, do not forget, I am your mother, and I love you. Thank you for having responded to my call.
That's a beautiful message. There she is, reassuring us of her motherly love, that she will put us under her mantle. And she's constantly reminding us of the five stones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just to review them with everybody. Prayer with the heart, and that's praying the rosary. So she always talks about praying with the heart, not just words, right? Empty words. And that actually ties into the gospel too today, to really pray with your heart.
And it's in one of the novena.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the Eucharist, receiving the Eucharist as often as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the Bible, fasting, and monthly confession. Those are the five stones.
Right.
And that is, here are your five stones. I give you the weapon against your Goliath. So how about that?
So those five stones
are your spiritual weapon. So again, it's the rosary, praying it with the heart, understanding that she is our mother. She loves us dearly, and she wants us to love her dearly, and she will lead us to her son, to Jesus through Mary, right? Reception of the Eucharist as often as possible. Reading scripture, getting to really know scripture. If you want to really know the word of God, you have to read the word of God.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. And then fasting. That's always a tough one. And monthly confession. So those are the five stones. She's always showing us. She's teaching us.
Mm-hmm.
She never leaves us in the dark. God always reveals his plan.
Right. And she's telling us those are the weapons to.
That's how you're going to stay steady. Right. On a firm foundation. That's our firm foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. So and I'm excited to use the gospel.
You can even use the Bible reading in your rosary.
Yes. Yes, you can.
And you can make it a rosary meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Go to.
There's a lot of books out there with scriptural rosaries, and they'll just feed you the Old Testament and how it's fulfilled in the New Testament, and then the old is revealed in the new.
And they'll give you like one line before each Hail Mary.
Yeah.
For each decade.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the work's done for you. You can do it yourself, but there are those little books where the work's done for you.
Yeah.
Which is nice when you're starting.
Exactly. Because I couldn't remember all the places to go to the Old Testament. I'm not as familiar. I mean, I'm trying to familiarize myself with the Old Testament more and more, but I like the New Testament. I'm a New Testament kind of girl.
The Old Testament's juicy.
I know. It has good stuff in it.
Yeah. It's like a soap opera.
I actually sometimes go into YouTube and you can watch. If you're a visual learner, I'm more visual than, and maybe a little auditory than kinesthetic when reading it myself.
And what do you get on YouTube?
So there's like reenactments, or it'll read the Bible to you, or, it'll put it in like movie format. Always like that. It helps me to remember the stories of like Esther or Ruth or things that are hard to remember if you just read them.
Right.
For me personally, I like watching them, and then they stick a little better.
Right.
You know? They stick so much better.
They stay with you.
If anyone has any fabulous suggestions, or if they've been to Medjugorje and they have any beautiful stories that they would like to share, if they've climbed Apparition Hill or Cross Mountain, or have any beautiful, miraculous spiritual or physical healings, feel free to call in. It's 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-343-2484. And share your Medjugorje stories. Or if you haven't been there and you are planning to go there, call in and ask us any questions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we did not know when we were going that the Blessed Mother was going to request the 9-day novena.
Right.
But we have a copy here.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we would share it with you. So she wanted all of the parishioners and all the people there to climb the mountain for 10 p.m. So you're up. They stay up later than at least I do.
Yeah, Apparition Hill.
And then she would have a daily, Marisha would have a second apparition that day up on the top of the mountain. Right?
Yep.
So the first night, she asked us to pray for the visionaries. Right?
Yes.
And then she says, and there's a lot of description, you can get it online, the 45th anniversary.
Novena.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
So she starts the first night with, "Dear children, today I thank you for living and witnessing to my messages in your life. Little children, be strong and pray so that prayer may give you strength and joy." Love that word. "Only in this way will each of you be mine, and I will lead you on the way to salvation. Little children, pray, and with your life bear witness to my presence here. May each day be a joyful witness for you of God's love. Thank you for having responded to my call." And that was from June 25th, 1999.
Yeah.
So then she says that prayer is raising one's mind and heart to God, or the requesting of good things from God. Right?
Yeah.
"Out of the depths with humble and contrite hearts. He who humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is the foundation of prayer. Only when we humbly acknowledge that we do not know how to pray as we ought to, are we ready to receive freely the gift of prayer. Man is a beggar before God." So Martin,
we got that message a lot.
So the first day we get there, we're exhausted.
Yeah.
Right? Even the young 20-something and teenagers were, it was a long trip.
Long trip. It's long to get there.
And Marta says, "Why, just think. We should push and get confession in."
Yeah. Because we arrived on the day, a day or two before all the crowds were coming in.
Yeah.
So I said, let's do things that are going to be, let's get confession before the lines get crazy. It was actually peaceful when we first arrived there. It was kind of empty.
Yeah.
Risen Jesus statue with the knee drips, oil or water.
Yeah.
So I said, let's get some things under our belt, show them, because it was their first time there.
Right.
So,
but confession's usually at 6 at night. That's when all the priests come.
Yes. And this was like four. Yeah.
4 o'clock.
And there was one priest.
One.
Outside the church hearing confessions, and he was an English-speaking priest.
And Spanish and German or something, but he was a three.
Yeah.
But he, so we had a lot of time to spend with each and every one of us.
Yes, we got a lot of time.
And all of us got about 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Which was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But he hit the nail on the head with every one of us.
Yeah, he schooled us. We all got schooled pretty good.
We all came out and we were like, wait a minute. Did he say exactly what? We were like,
yeah.
Did he say it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so each one of us got
a
very
special
truthful.
Priest.
Yeah. He was.
I'll give you a random example. My daughter, Ashley, she always has like stomach aches or stomach issues or whatnot. So she was hungry, but she was afraid to eat because her stomach would get bad and blah, 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 blah. So she goes through her confession. And she just is not saying anything about that to the priest. And the priest said, "Here, I have something for you." And he goes in his bag and he hands her a pack of crackers. And she said she just started bawling, crying, because all she was asking for all day in her heart, she didn't express that to us, is that she just wanted crackers.
Yeah, to settle her stomach.
So she didn't want, like.
And he gave her a whole row.
Yeah, a whole pack of crackers. And
they
like,
were beautiful
here.
Crackers.
Yeah.
And I called them holy crackers.
So for the rest of the trip.
No one's allowed to have
crackers. Yeah, those are Ashley's holy crackers. Don't touch them. They came directly from the Lord as a gift to Ashley. So that's what moved her. Initially, she was very moved by that, because she was like, how did he know that all day I didn't say anything to anybody? She kept that. She did not. Right.
No.
And she's like, I just kept saying, God, I just want some crackers. I just want some crackers. And here, this priest, he was a very special priest. He handed her crackers. All of us had experiences like that with this priest. Right.
Right. Even my granddaughter, who just turned 14.
Yeah.
She had a,
yeah.
beautiful.
We all had a beautiful experience, and he really, it's like he could read your heart. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was the start of our Medjugorje time.
Yeah. So, but he was not easy. He pretty much like smacked you with it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was not.
We got schooled.
I got schooled.
But it was good because we knew he was
right.
I
actually appreciate that. Yeah. Funny enough, before that, we were in our travels, we were talking about that, how it's actually nice when you go to confession and the priest is blatantly honest and he gives you factual but intense penances, right? Even the penances were kind of intense.
If you're ready for that.
If you're ready for it, you have to.
People are just back, you know, they don't want to hear, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess we were ready.
Even if we weren't ready, he was going to give it to us straight. But it's funny, we were just having a conversation about that where we said we would prefer that the
priest... To get enlightenment.
Exactly.
And he gave us enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
He did. It was very constructive criticism.
It was. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Criticisms and crackers.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be... Hey, maybe we should write a book. Criticism and crackers.
So, yeah. So anyway, day one was for the visionaries. So, it's, you know, they've had 45 years of real dedication to the people. Mm-hmm. So that was appropriate. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
And the second day we prayed for priests who minister at the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Always pray for the priests. She's always calling for prayer for priests.
Yeah, because they respond with love to the thirst of the only Son.
Mm-hmm. The priests are handpicked by our Lord, and you need to pray for them.
And then the third day, we prayed for all the parishioners. Now, the parishioners are very dedicated to Medjugorje, too.
Yes.
Right? And on that day, the Blessed Mother said, where does prayer come from? Whether prayer is expressed in words or gestures, it is the whole man who prays. But in naming the source of prayer, Scripture speaks sometimes of the soul or the spirit, but most often the heart, more than 1,000 times, is spoken as where prayer comes from in the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. According to the Scripture, it is the heart that prays. If our heart is far from God, the words of our prayers are in vain.
Yeah. And that's kind of in the gospel today, too. Don't just give lip service. So God doesn't want to, I mean, it says that in the Bible, babble like the pagans, right?
Right.
It's got to come from the heart. And he wants a deep relationship with us. And he wants us to know that he is Abba, he is Father, he is Daddy. He's looking after us. He loves us tremendously and dearly. And he's sending all these things to us for our own good, right? So he's sending Our Lady to instruct us. We talked about the fact that the first apparition and then the anniversaries ever since, they happened on the feast day of John the Baptist, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. And his 24th.
The 24th.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's there's an important correlation there. You could probably figure out for yourselves, but it's, you know, his repent and believe in the gospel, right?
Right.
And prepare the way of the Lord. He was the voice crying out in the desert, preparing the way of the Lord. And now Our Lady is coming, and she's the voice, and she's preparing us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Be ready.
Be ready. And even in today's message, it said, dear children, you know, to remind us that we're in transient. We're not here forever. This is a short stint on earth, and she's leading us so that we can spend our time in heaven.
And that was the message through our whole time there.
Yeah. She's leading us to.
You're here to get out of here, as our Father
says. Right, exactly.
Okay, I think we're at the halfway mark.
Oh, it's the halfway mark. So yeah. We'll take a break and stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry. To be a voice for those who have no voice. To evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back. I am Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
And you are listening to Here I Am, Lord. So thank you for tuning in. And we were just reviewing. We had just taken a lovely pilgrimage to Medjugorje. And it was the anniversary week. So all week leading up to today, actually.
Right.
They were preparing the pilgrims and themselves and preparing their hearts to welcome Our Lady. She ended up coming daily, publicly on an apparition, on Apparition Hill. So that was an exciting surprise for us. And we were just reviewing all the fun things about Medjugorje and the messages. And
right.
Yeah. No, Our Lady and her love for her children. Mm-hmm. And the surprise is how we got there. So if you're just tuning in, that's our subject today. And we were inviting anyone who might have a story of their own from Medjugorje, or if they are planning to go to Medjugorje, if they want to call in and tell us any stories or ask any questions, we're here. The lines are open. So please feel free to give us a call. The number is 610-527-2906. Or toll-free is 1-888-343-2484. And then real quick, before we forget, we just wanted to remind everyone to save the date. It's the 15th annual In His Sign Catholic Radio Golf Tournament, and that's coming up on October 12th of this year. It's being held at Old York Road Country Club in Ambler, PA. And if you need additional information, you can contact Maureen at In His Sign Catholic Radio. And I'll read the number again, 610-527-2906. So don't forget to save the date on your calendar, October 12th, that golf outing. I can't believe it's here again. I know. This past year has gone so quickly.
It did.
Yeah, we were saying we were in Medjugorje last October.
Right.
Was it?
September 22nd.
Oh, so it was right before
October.
The golf outing. Yeah.
Yeah, we got back just before.
Just before. Yeah. And last year was a great year. It's always a lot of fun. The weather's always beautiful. And it's fun to play golf. It's fun to meet all the priests that come and some other broadcasters that are there.
There's always some good auction items.
Always good auction items, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun day.
It's a really fun day.
Yeah.
So please mark your calendars and join us for that day.
And bring friends.
And bring friends,
bring
yeah.
Bring a foursome.
Bring a foursome. Mm-hmm. Okay. And don't be afraid. You don't have to be an expert golfer. It's fun. It's a scramble. So it's a wonderful way to share your faith.
Right,
and have a little, camaraderie, break bread together, play golf together. It's very fun.
There's only two fundraisers a year for the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the golf outing and the Wake Up America dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So come on out. I think, is there an option just to have dinner?
I believe there is.
I think there is. If you don't golf, you can even just come in the afternoon around 3, 4 o'clock.
Yep, or if your husband golfs but you don't, you just want to meet up with them. Or there's a million ways to enjoy
the day.
Come and have
fun with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a volunteer.
So should we finish this up real quick?
Yes.
So we were saying that the Blessed Mother asked one visionary, Marija, to go up to the top of the mountain every night at 10 p.m., and she would have a special apparition for the 9-day novena.
Mm-hmm.
So the first night we prayed for the visionary themselves. The second night we prayed for priests. The third night we prayed for all the parishioners, and we were saying that the parishioners of the parish for all these 45 years.
Yeah.
They started inviting people into their own homes. They ended up building guest houses. They all work.
Yeah. And the pilgrims kind of overtook the church. I mean, so they were very gracious in their ability to, yeah, move aside, like almost step aside and let all these pilgrims come in, millions and millions of people. Can you imagine growing up in a little village that was essentially probably unknown to most?
Right.
Right.
It was a little sheep
and they were
farm.
Little sheep farm. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're bombarded with millions of people coming into your village. I mean, that's even in the summer towns, like we go to Avalon. And the locals in Avalon used to, you know, they couldn't wait to get rid of us.
The Shoobies.
The Shoobies
go home.
Yeah, Shoobies go home. But you don't get that kind of attitude in Medjugorje. They're very open. They're very welcoming.
Yeah, they want to help.
They want to help. It's very gracious.
Yeah.
And I think they appreciate the business
people
that
come. Yeah,
the people
think,
that come and
yeah.
the shared prayer.
Well, they want very much to do what the Blessed Mother asks. And
yeah.
all the people that come in prayer. Basically filling the battery of the Blessed Mother's
yes.
ability to achieve her goals. She needs mm-hmm. our prayers to help her. So when you know that, then the,
yes.
the fasting, the rosary, the reading the Bible, the go to Mass every day, the go to confession once a month. If mm-hmm. you know that you're doing that for your own soul, but you're also doing that for your mother who loves you, it kind of adds a little pep in your step.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, on that one day, maybe you don't want to go to, you don't want to get out of bed.
Right. Everyone has that day where maybe they don't feel like it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed, not to go off on a tangent, but the way those people can move up that mountain, it's not an easy climb.
No.
It is not an easy
climb.
Jagged
rocks.
And there are people who are really advanced in age, and they're up there, and it amazes me.
Yeah.
And they motor. Much,
right.
I feel like Europeans are much better about that than Americans.
We
myself,
feel like it's a grace.
Yeah.
Well, the local people have been doing it, you know.
Right.
For a lot of years.
It's amazing, though. It's amazing. They come out late at night. Walkers, right? We saw mm-hmm. a lot of walkers and a lot of people hang out at the base of the mountain. So it's beautiful to behold. And it's also beautiful when you're just the whole town is dedicated to Our Lady, Our Lord, the Holy Family.
The so mission. Even, it's become a town mission.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So I said to my girls, can you imagine going into a restaurant and all these songs, you're hearing Ave Maria, and you're walking around the street, and there are big groups of people praying the rosary, walking right. throughout the town. And
everyone's carrying a rosary.
Everyone's carrying a rosary.
Like,
can
you're
imagine?
The odd man if you're not.
Yeah.
Instead
can
of
you
the odd man
living?
If you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In a town like that, it's a kind of shocking, actually, when you leave and you go back into a city, even the airport, and you see...
No rosaries.
Yeah. And the music that they play, like it's totally the opposite.
Yeah.
But it becomes very, you become very aware.
Yeah.
Of the difference. There's a.
But when you're there, it feels second nature almost immediately.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful. You're sitting at lunch and they're playing Ave Maria or Thank You Jesus or Jesus I Believe. They have all these beautiful songs and tunes that they play.
Yeah.
And but it's piped in everywhere. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's really great, magnificent.
Great, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So then. Did I say day four, leaders of the church? Day five was from pilgrims who had already come to Medjugorje. So the Blessed Mother's still praying for you. Even if you went when it started in 86, you're still, she's
yes.
still, the Blessed Mother's still grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's message, did she say, I'm so grateful that
yes.
through this whole thing, I'm so grateful to anyone who came and prayed with me and stayed mm-hmm. with me all these years,
and
helping me
intentions.
To win this spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most beautiful thing that she said twice in the times we've been saying these novenas with them.
Yeah.
Not only will you benefit from this, but mm-hmm. your children and your children's children will be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
For participating in helping her achieve
yeah, she said,
her
you
goals.
Will not regret. They will not regret. You will not regret it. They will not regret it.
And neither will your children or your children's children.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
So once you hit grandma age.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still pretty young, but I think about that. I
sure.
think about my grandkids a lot. You know, it's a different thought process in your mind than when you're busy raising your own kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she's still... thinking of us and praying for us, right?
That's beautiful because she's more mother than queen. She's our mother. She's our lady, and she wants us to love her and pray with our hearts to her, and she'll help us.
And then she prays for the pilgrims who will come to Medjugorje.
Yes.
So they always say you're called.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really make a plan if you feel like, you know, if you're invited,
right.
it's more a calling.
Mm-hmm.
The Blessed Mother's calling you there.
Mm-hmm.
I get called a few times.
I might have gotten schooled,
I
but I got called.
Come on back here.
Oh, yes.
My my gosh. Okay, so who will come? And then we prayed for the Medjugorje prayer groups, right? And the Medjugorje centers around the world. Mm-hmm. On the eighth day, we prayed for the realization of all the fruits of the messages of Medjugorje. Mm-hmm. And then on the ninth day, we prayed for the Blessed Mother's intentions.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, really, it's very spiritual there.
It is. It's remarkable.
You won't regret ever going, and you won't come out feeling like you didn't get anything. There's a peace there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you can't describe when you get there, and mm-hmm. it's just a very inner peace that comes over you.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So, mm-hmm. that's our Medjugorje.
Yes. It was beautiful. We're grateful. Thank you, Jesus and Mary. And then it was fun to see how these five stones that we talked about of Medjugorje, the card reads, here are your five stones. I give you the weapon against your Goliath. So this is how you build a strong foundation. And that's exactly what the gospel talks about today. So we're going to read from the Magnificat, today's gospel. Mm-hmm. And it's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, dear Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Then I will declare to them solemnly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine, but does not act on them, will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. And it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. So,
praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I actually love that gospel, and these five stones speak directly to that gospel.
They do.
And do not babble like the pagans. And
pray with your heart.
Pray with your heart. And Our Lady, even in Medjugorje, keeps asking us really to pray with the heart, but pray scripture, right? Pray through scripture, and that the word of God, that is how we're filled with the Holy Spirit. When you get really familiar with the word of God, immerse yourself into the word of God, mm-hmm. and ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, to move deeply within your prayers, right, to guide you.
That was a big message we got.
It was
got,
a big message,
was
yeah.
That, which I've been to Medjugorje a couple times, maybe six.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I really felt like everywhere I went, I got that message.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to ask your heart for the gift, for the grace to be able to really pray with your heart. Ask for the graces.
Mm-hmm. And we were encouraged to invite our Lord into every aspect of our lives. So when you hear our Lord asking for constant prayer, pray constantly. Mm-hmm. What he's asking you to do is not be on your knees constantly all day long. He's asking you, Jesus, please drive in my driving. Please think in my thinking. Guide my conversation. Speak in my speaking. Attend this meeting with me today. He really wants us to invite him into every part of our daily lives. Right. That was actually in one of Kathleen's locutions recently.
Right.
I remember that when she was reading them on the air. He's very...
Divine will.
Yeah.
And he really... It's in here.
Do the will.
Mm-hmm. The divine will. So you're asking the Lord all through the day, make my effort a prayer. You're doing the dishes. You're driving the kids to school. Something feels monotonous.
Yep. You want to keep Christ at the center of everything. Right.
Right.
Christ at the center of your home, Christ at the center of whatever, dinner table, school day, whatever it is.
So the other thing I didn't know that the one person in Medjugorje said at a talk, something we were listening to, they said they are in the habit of blessing their homes with holy water and salt.
And salt. Every Saturday.
Week. Every Saturday they bless their homes. Yeah.
So I thought that was great. That was a reminder, because I definitely do that. You do that, but I don't know that I do it every week. I probably do it like twice a month.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes I walk around the house squirting my kids with holy water.
Marta and I went out and bought the big, first we had the little hair ones, like if you were going to wet down your hair.
Yeah.
Now we're up to like the Home Depot. Put this all in the water, put in the holy water, and we,
Yes.
And I people make fun of us, but, you know, it's a very easy way to get the corners of your home.
Exactly. And whenever my kids are going somewhere, like they want to go to a concert or something, right? I definitely spray them before they go out to the concert. Or if they're going
out for
the weekend. Or
they say if you go somewhere in the world and you bring back souvenirs and stuff, make sure you give them a little douse of holy water, right?
Yep. And then all throughout, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, consecrating your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, was a message.
Yes.
That's very important. The two hearts.
That we've been hearing.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of pictures. For a while there, Marta and I were really seeking a special picture of the two hearts. And they had a bunch at Medjugorje.
They did.
Yeah.
More than usual.
Yeah.
Usually you were just finding everything that correlates to Our Lady, but recently you've been seeing a lot more of the Holy Family. And there was a lot of emphasis on the Holy Spirit. And really, even through scripture and through prayer and prayer with the heart, asking, we heard a couple times, beg the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, to give you the gifts that God has set aside
that
for you.
That you need to do the
and
work
that you
God
need to do.
Has planned for you to accomplish in your lifetime.
Yeah. And when you pray sincerely and pray intensely and fast and read scripture and all that, you're going to start to see the difference in your life. And you're going to start to see that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the movement of the Spirit more and more. Right? Might not happen overnight.
Yeah.
Might not happen in one big bang. But gradually, it's going to happen. He will fill us and give us the gifts that he
Knock,
has.
Knock and the door shall be opened to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So if we have, we think we're on shaky ground or we don't think we're practicing these five stones, just pray to the Holy Spirit and ask him to build, you know, have allow us to have a life built on faith and develop that unshakable foundation. And these are the tools. The rosary is a big one. And praying that rosary scripturally is awesome. And don't leave your faith on the sand. You got to pick up the word. You have to pray the rosary and don't just let it be babbling words that you pray. It's got to be sincere from the heart.
And remember that you're helping the Blessed Mother accomplish her goals. My heart will triumph.
Yeah. And we're in a beautiful time, too, at least even in America. We're celebrating the 250th year of our independence, right? And there's a lot of beautiful things going on. We were talking the last, before we left for our trip, we were reviewing the Eucharistic pilgrimage. So I don't know if anyone's been following that closely. But we're in a beautiful time. And even in these messages, Our Lady always says, in this time of grace, in this time of grace, I'm inviting you to prayer. I'm inviting you. So we wouldn't want to reject Our Lady's invitation.
You don't want to miss all that grace.
And you don't want to miss all that grace. Yeah, exactly. And there was, we said this before, but that we're in a, you know, life is short.
Life is short.
And she's
that
preparing us.
That was a big
us.
Message this time.
It was. She's preparing us.
Remember, you're just passing through, basically.
And the things of this earth are not really what matters. You want to set your sights on Jesus, right?
Right.
And he will be the foundation.
Figure out what your mission is.
Yeah.
Not in your head.
Right.
But through grace of God and asking for the grace of God and asking God, make my heart like unto yours.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
And let me know the divine will.
Steadfast spirit placed within me. Yeah. So this could be a little bit of a scary gospel in the sense that when you hear, you would think that someone that was prophesying in his name and that was doing all the good works and was doing all the, so it's, I guess it's that faith in action that we practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that it's the relationship that you develop. It's what comes out of the heart, right?
Because faith in action, you could tell yourself you're doing all the good. You know how so many people say, I'm good, because I'm a good person.
Right. I volunteer or I donate or I do this.
But that's a self-judgment. You're judging yourself and you're judging your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying to the Lord, you tell me what to do. Am I doing it right? And
right.
You give me right judgment on what I'm doing here.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's where the grace of the time comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blessed Mother keeps saying, we are in a time of grace.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, take advantage of this time.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a special time. And I do think you're starting to see, we talked about this before, the youth are really turning up strong. They're open to this new lifestyle. They're like to start getting into a lifestyle of prayer and turning away from sin, right? And that's John the Baptist's message. And this whole Medjugorje message, which is a continuation from Fatima, which was also calling for prayer and repentance and conversion right. of heart.
Yeah.
They say Medjugorje is a continuation. What wasn't accomplished in Fatima will be accomplished in Medjugorje. And
yeah.
I lost my train of thought, but...
Well, everything. It's a beautiful time.
It's a beautiful time.
And even the United States was consecrated right before
we left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So we are in special days. So be not afraid. Keep your eyes on Christ.
Do your five stones.
Do your five stones, and you will not be...
An ask for the crisis.
On the shaky, sandy ground.
Yeah.
That we get warned about.
Right.
Yes, indeedy.
So it's amazing, 45 years, right?
Yeah. And the power of the Holy Spirit, is working strongly through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And her messages have changed a little bit from the beginning.
Yeah.
In the first 10 years or so, it was, you know, urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Come back. No, you're not on the right path. Come back. Pray, pray, pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went into deepening. Pray deeper. Pray deeper, you know?
Yes.
I'm with you. I bless you with my motherly blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, especially today, God gives you abundant graces. Pray and seek God through me. God gives you great graces. This is why, little children, make good use of this time of grace and come closer to my heart so that I can lead you to my son, Jesus.
Yes.
And then in recent years, so she went urgency, deepening, and now she's in perseverance and witness.
Mm-hmm.
Which Kathleen's always telling us.
Yes.
Go out and witness.
Here I am, Lord. That's what she's always
saying. And persevere in your times of trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. She's always a living example of that.
And
Chick-fil-A.
Last year on her... Chick-fil-A. Live that.
Yeah.
Last year on her anniversary, on the 44th anniversary, because today is the actual 45th anniversary. Last year she said, dear children, today I thank the Almighty that I am with you and that I can lead you towards the God of love and peace. I am calling you, little children, return to God, because with God you have a future and an eternal life. The ideologies which destroy you and your spiritual life are transitory. Thank you for having responded to my call.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There you go. Firm foundation, sandy foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always think of, this is so random, but I always think of the big bad wolf, and he was coming around.
Me too, when I hear that.
I always think of it. I'm like, boy, I love that story when I was a kid, the big bad wolf, and there was the house of sticks, and there was the house of straw, and then the
brick.
The little piggy that lived in the house of brick. And then initially the two pigs that lived in the house of straw and the house of sticks, they thought they were fine. They're like, he's not going to get us, that big bad wolf. And he huffed and he puffed and he, right?
Right.
He devoured their houses. And they had to go scurrying and running to that house of brick. It's such a good story, right? It's a funny story. I know it's a child's tale, but it really paints the picture of exactly what we heard today.
Listen, when we were growing up, all the little kid cartoons had adult meaning in them.
Yes.
Bugs Bunny, and, you know.
Well, the Three Little Pigs, that was one of my favorite records to listen to. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf. And then the brother that lived in the brick house, he was like, I told you. Why did you build your house? He was trying to discourage them from building the house of straw and the house of sticks. And they were not listening. They were having no parts of them.
Right. Because they thought they were good.
Exactly. They thought they were good.
We're building our house and it's fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah,
no
we got
problem.
It. Right.
Yes. And the good pig that he knew what he was doing, he was safe.
Right.
And he didn't, I don't even remember, did
he
open the door?
He must have asked for the grace.
Exactly.
Yeah, he let his brothers in.
He let his brothers in, and then they were all safe.
Right.
But that's a great storyline. I love that.
Yeah.
It's my personal favorite.
He never said, I told you so. Maybe.
Well, yes, he did, the brother. Yeah.
Oh, he did?
I think he gave him a scolding.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
He's like, I told you.
Okay.
But he's not going to come against me by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's the Blessed Mother. She's saying, listen, my heart will triumph.
Yes.
My plan will triumph. But
yeah,
we have to get behind her with prayer. Get behind her with prayer.
She's asking for these five stones. And praying the rosary, don't forget, is praying scripture. So when you pray those scriptural rosaries, it's directly you are praying scripture when you pray the rosary.
Correct.
And that's always a really beautiful thing to remember.
Right.
And, she will see you through your trials. She didn't promise us a cruise ship. She did let us know that we were going to be on a battleship,
yes.
Right? That's another Kathleenism. I feel like I should make a list of, like, Kathleenisms and just go down. But she does teach us that, and keep your eyes on Christ.
And you know, for Medjugorje, every day they have MaryTV.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant what's going on in Medjugorje, and you can see apparitions on there, and you can say rosaries with they have something different every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
It's great. Yeah. So it's a beautiful experience. We were really grateful that we were able to get there. And we're happy that you tuned in today. So thank you for joining us. We hope
you
enjoyed the show. Please remember to keep everybody in your prayers. Keep Kathleen's family in prayer. Keep all the visionaries in prayer. Everybody Our Lady asked us to pray for. The priests.
Priests always, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The parishioners, mm-hmm. our families. So we
yourselves.
Have a lot to pray for, and we have a lot of work to do.
Right. Ask for grace.
Ask for the graces, yes. And, you know, ask and you shall receive.
Right.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open to you.
And if you feel called to Medjugorje, find a way to go.
Find a way to go. Find a friend.
Father Dermot's doing a trip in October. I don't know if it's full.
Right.
But I think he's with 206 Tours, but that should be
you
interesting.
You can look it up. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That would be great. Mm-hmm.
He's very well connected. He knows the story and the... all the people and how to get around there. So,
yes.
He's a good one to go with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for Dr. Anton Raimondo. He always has a beautiful, powerful show and something insightful to share with us during this time of grace.
Right.
And don't forget your five stones. This is your firm foundation.
And that the Blessed Mother loves you so much.
Yes.
You would cry for joy.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Just to contemplate that. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I always cry when I'm in Medjugorje. I don't know why. I get there and the tears start flowing. So
it's healing when you get there and
it's
cry.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the tears are sometimes different, the big fat.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for Dr. Anton, and we will see you next week.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Peace. Mir.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, yes, here I am, Lord.